Hello, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm Mike.
I'm Tiffany.
And Shia and Roxy will be having another time travel adventure. That's right. Time travel is the unit we're looking at. And what's the title of our time travel adventure for this month? Will they be fighting dinosaurs? Will they
Not
be
this time.
Meeting the great kings and queens of Europe? Well, are they on the Titanic?
No, but today they have a serious topic.
Really?
It says keeping the family together.
Keeping the family together? Does that sounds like maybe their parents are having problems,
maybe.
Or the family's fighting, or...
Probably. It doesn't sound very happy, but
no. Hopefully
they can figure it out and everything's fine for them.
Interesting. Let's check out the article, then we'll be back to talk about it.
Time travel. Keeping the family together.
Shia finds Roxy in her room. She is crying.
Roxy, what's wrong? Why are you crying?
Mom and Dad, we're fighting again. They even talked about getting a divorce.
Oh no, that's terrible.
Maybe we should talk to them.
I have a better idea. Do you know Mom and Dad met at a concert?
Oh yeah, they were fans of the same band, the Sliding Rocks.
That's right.
But how does that help us?
We can use our time machine to go back to that concert.
I don't get it. Do we take Mom and Dad with us?
No, this idea is even better. Just remember to bring your camera.
Roxy and Shia prepare to use the time machine.
Word power!
Crime. Crime. Cry, cried, cried. Minnie started crying after she fell down and hurt her knee. Minnie started crying after she fell down and hurt her knee. Meet. Meet. Meet, met, met. My parents first met in the restaurant near their college. My parents first met in the restaurant near their college. Band, band. Zach plays guitar in a band with his friends. Zach plays guitar in a band with his friends. Camera, camera. I used my camera to take a picture of the mountain. I used my camera to take a picture of the mountain.
All right, so do you have a sentence for us to kind of set up the scene, to set the action up for us?
We do.
Okay,
so we first see that Shia finds Roxy in her room.
Okay.
She is crying.
Oh, well, I'm surprised and sad. I'm surprised because if Roxy's in her room, she's in her bedroom. She's
right?
at home.
Right.
First of all, they're at home.
So you
that's,
should be, you
that's
know,
surprising,
you should be happy, right?
Because usually they're on an adventure in time. So they're at home and she's crying. Roxy is crying?
She's crying. Now, cry here is our word power word. Let's first take a look at what it means so we figure out why or what's going on with her. Cry is spelled C-R-Y, cry. All right, when you cry, it means you make tears from your eyes because you're sad, you're hurt, or you have other strong feelings or emotions. For example, when you see a sad movie, you cry. Or when babies are hungry, they cry. Now let's take a look at our sample sentence. It says, Minnie started crying after she fell down and hurt her knee. Minnie started crying after she fell down and hurt her knee.
Wow, I wonder what's going on. Of course, when people usually cry, they're sad.
Right.
Right? But we can say crying for joy or crying from happiness. In other words, you might come across that are similar to cry, weep.
Right.
Sob. Mm-hmm. You know, these are all different terms for when water comes out of your eyes and you make sad sounds because generally you're sad. So Roxy is sad and Shia, being that great brother that he is, he wants to know what's going on, what's up, or what's wrong. So he asks her, Roxy, what's wrong? And then the obvious question, why are you crying? Mm. What is the cause of your sadness?
All right, so let's see what Roxy says.
Yeah, what's going on?
Well, she says, Mom and Dad were fighting again.
Oh, no, again.
Oh, again. So this is not the first time they've been doing this.
Interesting.
And this part is actually kind of sad. It says they even talked about getting a divorce.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh, that's not a very good word
to
hear.
That's not very good at all. No, a divorce is when a marriage ends. People get married, and for many different reasons, after some time, they might decide that they're not happy together.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, you can't be married to more than one person at one time. So if you want to move on with your life and maybe find someone new in the future, that marriage, the bad one, has to end. And that process is called divorce. You can divorce someone, you can use it as a verb, or you can get a divorce. You can also use it as a noun. Lawyers are often involved.
Yeah, exactly.
The money has to get divided up, of course. But if anyone's going through a divorce, or if your parents are, remember, it's usually between the parents.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the kids' fault. They're caught in the middle. It's a bad situation.
Yeah.
But, you know, sometimes people just change after they get married and decide they're not happy.
Yeah, it's adult problems.
It is. It's sad, but it does happen. Anyways, let's move on with the article. Shia, here's this news about Mom and Dad fighting and maybe talking about getting a divorce. And, of course, being the child of these two parents, he's upset too. He says, oh no, that's terrible. It's a pretty good thing to say when you get bad news like that.
Yeah, and especially
terrible
you don't want to see your family, you know, break apart. No one ever wants to see that.
Yeah, someone will move out and things will get all complicated for a while.
Exactly. So Roxy says, maybe we should talk to them.
Ah.
So the kids maybe want to do something to help because, of course, nobody wants to see their family torn apart.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. It's sad for everyone, but the kids are thinking maybe they can help the situation, make Mom and Dad get a little bit happier.
Mm-hmm.
And so Shia says, I have a better idea.
All right,
let's check out this idea. What's the idea? Do you know Mom and Dad met at a concert?
Oh.
Okay, so Shia's kind of talking about the history of his parents' relationship. They met, I guess this would, of course, be for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
The first time way back in the past when Mom and Dad were not Mom and Dad, but just two young people. They met at a concert. A concert is a fun activity that you might go to for entertainment because it's a music show. It's a band playing a live show for an audience. It can be a rock concert, it could be a jazz concert, it could be a classical music concert. But the point is, you're not listening to a CD, you're not watching it on TV. Well, you might, but generally concerts are live and the audience will stand or sit and the musicians will play and everyone will have a good time and some people will meet and fall in love.
Ooh.
Do you know, actually, our friend Teacher Pat,
really?
He met his wife at a concert that my band was playing.
Whoa.
So this is kind
this
of like
fate.
Real life.
This is fate. Yeah. Oh, thanks to you guys.
Yeah.
He met his
we
wife.
We just played some music. It was all up to Pat. He did the magic.
Ah, okay. All right, who can resist that British charm, right?
There you go. There you go.
All right, so let's take a look at our other word, power word. We saw the word meet. It's spelled M-E-E-T, meet. When you meet someone, it means you see or you speak to them for the first time. Or maybe it's the first time you are introduced to someone. Now, met is the past tense, M-E-T, met. Okay, so meet is the present tense, met is the past tense. Let's take a look at our sample sentence. It says, my parents first met in the restaurant near their college. My parents first met in the restaurant near their college.
All right, so this is something that happened to his parents, but again, this was in the past, right? Oh, the time machine. Anyways, let's get back to the article. So what does Roxy think when she hears this news?
Well, she says, oh yeah, she remembers as well. They were fans of the same band, The Sliding Rocks. Ooh, okay, so they liked the same band, and that's how they met at the concert, because they were at the show together.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we saw the word power word band. It's spelled B-A-N-D, band. Band here is a noun, and it is a small group of musicians who play together. For example, a rock and roll band will have a drummer, a guitarist, a bassist, and a singer. Now, of course, you can have jazz bands as well. For example, other rock and roll bands we see are the Beatles, the Rolling Stones, Maroon 5. These are all bands. Now, I also mentioned about jazz bands. Now, they might have even more instruments to play, like the saxophone and the trumpet, and many more. Now let's take a look at our sample sentence. It says, Zach plays guitar in a band with his friends. Zach plays guitar in a band with his friends.
All right, now we have our magic box. We're going to be looking at be verb and the past tense. That sounds like a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
This is a type of grammar we use a lot, especially when telling stories like Roxy and Shy are. So let's check that out, then we'll be back to try to save their parents' marriage.
Ooh.
This isn't going to be easy.
I know.
Magic box! 找亮点！
哎呀，圣诞节过完跨年，马上又要过年了。在这个欢愉的气氛中啊，大神，我总是有一些惆怅，想起呢我远在亚马逊岛的母亲，以及我的前男友史蒂夫。Steve and I, we were the best couple in the world. Steve and I, we were the best couple.In the world, 我们呢曾经是世界上最完美的情侣。想到这，我不禁悲从中来。但是呢，我必须振作，世界还需要我，我就是胜利女超人。哦，英文里面呢有所谓时态的观念了，不同时态呢会有不同的动词变化。而今天呢，就要和大家分享一下 be 动词过去式的用法咯。当我们使用过去简单式呢，表示呢这件事情已经发生，而且呢已经结束。例如呢，刚刚我说我的前男友 Steve， 既然呢是前男友，表示呢哈哈哈，我们已经结束了。所以呢，我们在这边使用过去简单式的时态 ，We were a couple。其中呢，在我们这个句子里面呢 ，were 这个字呢就是 be 动词 are 的过去简单式。这个字呢用在主词是复数以及是你的时候啊。比方说 you are, they are， 在我们过去简单式呢就是 you were, they were。 OK， 例如呢在你五岁的时候呢，哈哈哈，你长超矮的，是不是？ You were short when you were five. You were short when you were five. 当你五岁的时候你很矮。那呢刚刚我们讲到了 are 变成 were， 那至于 is 和 am 呢， he is,I am， 在这边呢过去简单式的变化一样呢是 was。 例如呢，我过去呢曾经是个小女孩， I was a little girl， I was a little girl。 我以前曾经是个小女孩，曾经是，而且已经结束了，因为呢现在呢我已经长大成为一名成熟的大婶啊，不是一个大美女哦，I am a beauty now, OK? 那至于我们刚刚讲的第三人称单数呢？ He was a soldier. 他曾经是个军人。He was a soldier. He was a soldier. 他曾经是个军人。既然他曾经是呢，就表示呢，他现在已经不是了。他现在呢，可能已经重伤或是从政了。那至于否定的用法呢？过去简单式的否定呢，非常简单的，就和现在简单式一样。我们在 be 动词后面加上 not。例如呢，我说 I was not pretty when I was little. 在我还小的时候呢，我长得不是很美丽。I was not pretty when I was little. OK, was not 和 were not 就是呢过去简单式的否定，你也可以缩写为 wasn't 或是 weren't。不过呢刚刚那个例句哦，大家听听就好，我是开玩笑啦，毕竟呢我天生丽质，哈哈，拜托，大婶从小就是个大美女好吗？好啦，废话不多说，回到我们的正题咯。肯定否定现在都学会了，相信呢问句的用法大家呢一定也可以举一反三咯。例如呢，我们说现在简单式的用法，我们要问说你是老师吗？ Are you a teacher? 如果呢我是要问你以前当过老师吗，过去简单式你该怎么问呢？没有错，就是呢我们一样把 be 动词提到句首， Were youA teacher. Were you a teacher? 其实呢，只要记得 be 动词的变化， are 变成 were, is 跟 am 变成 was, 其他的用法呢就跟我们现在简单是完全一样了，很简单吧。
All right, so Shia remembers this story, says, that's right. You often say something like that when someone reminds you of something and you, oh yeah, that's right, that kind of expression. Yeah, it's quite common、mm-hmm. for parents to tell their kids about how they met. The、yeah. kids are curious about how their mom and dad came to be their mom、parents. And dad. Anyway, so Shia's heard this story about them meeting at this concert, and then he says, that's right. Roxy then says...
But how does that help?Us.
Right.
How does this piece of information help us get our parents back together?
Mm-hmm. Well, Shia's on top of it, and he says we can use our time machine to go back to that concert.
Oh, okay. I see what he's doing.
Yeah, but, okay. But
I don't、
so、
know.、
What? Anyway.
Anyways, we'll see. It says, Roxy、uh-huh. says, I don't get it.
Yeah.
Do we take mom and dad with us?
Whoa.
Okay, when you say, I don't get it, it just means I don't understand. So、mm. Roxy's confused. She doesn't really know.、Mm. What are we going to do? Why is the time machine involved? Are we going to take mom and dad with them?、
Mm-hmm.
How is this going to help them save their marriage?
Yeah, that would be weird. Plus,、yeah. I don't think their mom and dad know about the、mm. time machine, right? So that would be a whole other thing. Anyway, so Shia explains the plan a little bit more and says, no, this idea is even better. It's even better. It's more complicated, but much more intelligent or clever、oh. than just、mm-hmm. taking mom and dad back in time. Just remember to bring your camera, he says to her. Okay,、mm-hmm. all right. Well, we'll find out what that's all about, bringing the camera back in time, right after we talk about this word camera, which is our word power word. It's our fourth one for today. It's spelled C-A-M-E-R-A, camera. A camera is something you use to take pictures. That's right. If you don't want to paint something or draw something, which takes skill and time, you can use a camera to snap a picture, to get some light go into a lens and have that recorded on film or on a digital disc of some kind. Of course, back in the old days, cameras were big and expensive and you could only take a few pictures at a time. Nowadays, everyone has a camera on their phone and you can take thousands of pictures of yourself as you do stuff. Lots of people do take those selfies. That's using a camera to take a picture of yourself. But of course, you can use cameras for everything, from taking pictures of birthday parties to using it for art. For example, we could say, I used my camera to take a picture of the mountain. I used my camera to take a picture of the mountain. That would be art.All right, so someone, I guess,、mm-hmm. grabs the camera.
Right.
And then it's off to the time machine.
Exactly. They say, Roxy, well, we have another scenario. It says,、mm-hmm. Roxy and Shia prepare to use the time machine. So、
uh-huh.
they're up to something.
That's
they、
right.
want to save their parents' marriage. They're going to go back in time to the time where their parents first met.
There you go. So we're not going to be traveling in time with them today. They have to prepare the machine or get it ready, turn it on,、mm-hmm. flip some switches, pump some air into the tires, however you prepare a time machine.
Make sure they can get back in time this
That's time. That's true.、Mm-hmm. Remember what time they're at so they come back at the right time. But anyways, we'll be traveling in time with them tomorrow, I believe.、Mm-hmm. But for us, that's it. But there's going to be a little bit more before we wrap it up. So we'll see you soon.
Wait for it. It's review time. 复习时间到喽。
All right, so we had four new words for today. We're not going to remind you of them. Hopefully you remember them. But in order to test ourselves and to test you guys, or you can also do this on your own, we're going to say a few things that might make you think of one of our word power words and see how many times or how many guesses、mm-hmm. it takes for you to get it. So, what's the first word?
Hopefully you guys can get it right in one time.
In one word?
Uh-huh.
That's a challenge.
Okay. That's right. All right. So,、mm-hmm. this is a thing you use to take pictures.
Camera.
Nice.
See that?
That is...
Am I on today? I had my coffee this morning. All right, so you were saying something to how you use it. I'm going to give you opposites.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so I'm going to say words that are kind of opposite、mm-hmm. to the word that we're looking for. Smile.
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 The opposite of smile would be a frown. So you'd be sad, so you cry.
Cry. There you go. My next one was going to be laugh, which is actually even closer to the opposite of cry. Yeah, very good. So we had cry. We've got camera. Next one's your turn. You have to trick me or stump me or get me to guess wrong.
Okay.
Or at least take a long time.
Well, this might be a little bit hard to let you guess wrong, but it's the first time you see someone.
The first time I see someone.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, nope, nothing. Give me another one.
The first time you see someone, it's the first time that Roxy and Shia's parents, something at a concert.
Oh, when they meet.
That's right.
Ah, okay, remember I'm using the present tense, meet, but in the story, of course, we had met, which is only one E. Meet is two, M-E-E-T. Past tense would be met.
That's right.
Have you ever met a famous person?
I have.
Who did you meet?
Oh, I met Noel Gallagher from Oasis.
Ooh, really?
I really freaked out.
He's the guitar player?
Yeah, the
singer.
He's the
guitar player.
The guitar player.
Yeah, right. He's the guy who writes all the songs. Neat. Wow, she met a real rock star, and he's in a band.
That's right.
There's another. Did you fight with him?
No, I didn't.
Because I know he fights with his brother a lot.
Oh, luckily he didn't fight with me.
That's why their band got a divorce. Well, actually, bands don't divorce. Bands break up. But we can use break up in the same way we use divorce. Yeah, they were fighting a lot.
Oh, they fight all the time.
Oh,
they're still fighting now.
But they're a popular band, and you met one of them. Did you have your camera?
No, I didn't.
No? Did you cry with joy?
I freaked out. I did almost cry with joy inside.
Really?
I cried with joy inside. I couldn't cry.
Were you like jumping up and down and like...
I had to remain
trying
calm.
Trying to pull his hair out or something?
I tried to remain calm. I didn't want to embarrass myself.
I can't imagine you freaking out. That would be an interesting thing to see. All right, guys. Well, that's it for us. We hope everyone out there enjoyed our article for today. But don't forget to come back tomorrow to find out what happens with Cheyenne Roxy's parents. This is serious stuff.
Yeah.
See you soon.
Time travel. Keeping the family together.
Shia finds Roxy in her room. She is crying.
Roxy, what's wrong? Why are you crying?
Mom and Dad, we're fighting again. They even talked about getting a divorce.
Oh no, that's terrible.
Maybe we should talk to them.
I have a better idea. Do you know Mom and Dad met at a concert?
Oh yeah, they were fans of the same band, the Sliding Rocks.
That's right.
But how does that help us?
We can use our time machine to go back to that concert.
I don't get it. Do we take Mom and Dad with us?
No, this idea is even better. Just remember to bring your camera.
Roxy and Shia prepare to use the time machine. Cry, 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 cried, cried. Minnie started crying after she fell down and hurt her knee. Minnie started crying after she fell down and hurt her knee. Meet, 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 met, met. My parents first met in the restaurant near their college. My parents first met in the restaurant near their college. Band, band. Zach plays guitar in a band with his friends. Zach plays guitar in a band with his friends. Camera, camera. I used my camera to take a picture of the mountain. I used my camera to take a picture of the mountain.